stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, I am Walker Cooper. And for those of you that are here and know me, gosh, I am so sorry. But if we really haven't met, I have been a lifetime member of this church. I was baptized, given my first communion, and confirmed all in this church. And thanks to Noah's Ark Preschool, now I can even count and spell. And all of these things make me so thankful to be a part of this church. This leads me into this, being thankful. Being thankful. We all are, aren't we? But with Thanksgiving being right around the corner, how much do you really think about what you're thankful for? Once a day, a week, a month, or maybe even once a year? There's no right or wrong answer, but it does matter what you do with those blessings. I'm 16 now, so with being 16 comes a car. With the car comes insurance, and with insurance and gas, you have to get some sort of income. So I took on a summer job this year. Interesting experience. I decided to do tents, tables, and chairs, which is a labor-intensive job, and with 100-degree heat, sometimes it gets a little frustrating. But I think the most frustrating thing was I took on a family job. And working with family sometimes becomes a little bit heated. My grandfather, who has done this many years, was handed three 16-year-olds who knew nothing about tents, knew nothing about how to work in a business, and this was all pretty much our first job. So he had some rough times with us, and we gave it right back to him most of the time. But we all enjoyed it at the end. And I was blessed for this opportunity because as I've gotten older, I haven't really had much time with my grandparents, so it was good. It was good to finally experience something with him, and that was great, and I'm very thankful for that opportunity. That's a big blessing that I'm thankful for. But what about the little blessings? If you win the lottery, would you be able to thank God for the money that you earned at your job to buy the winning ticket? No, probably not. Think about it. When an athlete or a celebrity wins a big-time award, the list of thank yous always includes God. I just want to thank God for blank. Fill in the blank. I want to thank God for my championship, my life, or my fans. Heck, Joe DiMaggio even thanked God for making him a New York Yankee. Well, as fitting as it is to thank him for your giant public triumph, do you thank him every day for the blessings he gives you? Did you thank God for waking up this morning? Did you thank him for getting here safely? No, probably not. But we're supposed to. We do it to show our love for him. I admit, sometimes it's not easy to see the blessing, but it's all on how you think. God's work is everywhere. You don't always see it, but it's there. There are many blessings in disguise. It's all about identifying them. I had a friend one time that we met under some awkward circumstances. We had art class together, and we were in seventh grade, and I was new to Clyde, so I didn't really know a whole lot of people. But we met after her mother had died, and I saw her crying in art class, and I went up to her and gave her a hug, and that's kind of how we built our friendship. And last year, she called me around 1 o'clock on a Saturday night and broke down and cried to me and was telling me how much she missed her mom because her mom had passed away. And she cried and cried and told me how much she missed her, and she didn't understand why God had taken her mom away from her. And then she said something really profound, I think. She stopped and said, even though she despised that she missed her mom and didn't want God to take her away from her, she was so happy that God had let her die in peace and didn't let her struggle because her mom had died in her sleep. And she was so happy that her mom didn't have to struggle through death. And that was something that she just could never be thankful enough for. And I thought that was really profound. Because how many 16-year-old girls would say that about their mom's death? Blessings are all around you, people of grace. God blesses you every single day. Sometimes you just need to slow down and look and see just what God has given you to work with. But now, what do you do with your blessings? God wants you to give back with what you have been given. It says in our Bible reading today, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. God's approval of the people that fed the hungry and visited the people in prison is his way of telling us that he wants us as Christians to help others with what we have been gifted. My mom, who has battled skin cancer a couple times now, does a lot for cancer research. See, it's not the greatness of the donation. It's as often as helping your neighbors. God makes no mention on the perfect amount to give. God just mentions that he wants you to give back as much as you are able. So fellow Christians, where do we go from here? Well, we try to see our blessings every day and thank God for the opportunity to be alive just one more day. And give back to your neighbors. Help those around you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. And my challenge to you is to find 25 blessings in your life. Big or small, just find 25 of them this Thanksgiving. And just send a prayer to God for all of those blessings and more. Believe me, he'll be glad you did. Amen.